One book that I read that I was a little bit irritated at after I skimmed through it, I have to confess I didn't read the whole thing. The name of it is The Expert's Guide to 100 Things Everyone Should Know How to Do. This is edited by Samantha Edis. It seems to me like a lot of the things that the author talks about in this book are just common knowledge, but she went and interviewed people who do things well. They have given advice on how to do ordinary things, such as make a bed, jog, wash your hair, shine your shoes, how to cook eggs, how to remove a stain, how to make a martini, how to buy a diamond. Now, some of these are written by experts who could give you pointers, but some of it is so trivial that I found the book a little bit much. Again, the name of it is The Expert's Guide to 100 Things Everyone Should Know How to Do, edited by Samantha Edis. A beautiful new book that we have is called Inside Passage to Alaska. This is full of beautiful photographs from Bellingham to Skagway, and it's by Art Wolf. Art Wolf is a well-known photographer. He does take amazing pictures. My disappointment in the book was it hardly had one thing about Haines, and I just found that very sad. Again, the name of it is The Inside Passage to Alaska by Art Wolf, and the photographs are definitely gorgeous. A novel that I read is called The Making of Minty Malone by Isabel Wolf. Minty Malone, it starts out on her wedding day, and she's getting ready to go to the church. She gets to the church. Her husband-to-be decides he doesn't want to get married. There are 250 guests. This is what happens to Minty when she's trying to work through why her boyfriend would do this to her and what has she done that he would do this. She works as a radio personality. I found that there are very funny parts in the book, although it sounds like it's a serious one. It's really not. There's some very funny lines in it. And you learn a little bit about radio broadcasting. It takes place in London. It's just kind of a fun little read. It's called The Making of Minty Malone by Isabel Wolf. Marcia Mueller is another favorite author of mine. She writes mysteries that take place usually in the Bay Area of California. Her detective is Sharon McCone, and she's based in San Francisco. If you've read the series before, in the last book, Locked In, Sharon McCone was paralyzed and she could not speak or move. This is the story of her getting her physical strength back and working another case. She has had a brain injury and so she's slower than usual, but she still is able to put the clues together and solve a very intriguing mystery. Again, this is called Coming Back by Marcia Mueller. We have a new book on building homes. It's mostly about style. It's called The Home Within Us, Romantic Houses, Evocative Rooms by Bobby McAlpine. Bobby McAlpine is an architect. He talks about how each person has their home within them. I found a lot of his interiors to be very, very dark. And in fact, in his own home, he's got walls painted black. I found his style very oppressive. But he does have some very interesting comments on how you put what you are into the architecture of your home. Again, the name of it is The Home Within Us, Romantic Houses, Evocative Rooms by Bobby McAlpine. We got another new cookbook that was actually donated to the library. It's called The Irish Pub Cookbook by Margaret M. Johnson. This is a beautiful book. It's full of photographs of pubs in Ireland, and it's full of recipes with beautiful pictures. One thing I found very delicious looking and sounding were some of the stews that the cookbook has in it. And they also have some interesting ways of cooking potatoes and different vegetables, root vegetables. Again, the name of this is the Irish Pub Cookbook by Margaret M. Johnson.